says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods,
you see.
A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can
welcome to the show, folks.
From dusk till dawn.
You are tuned into the American Freedom Party report. Engineer, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. See if we can't sort that out. Anyway, we're about to begin the show here. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, as you can tell from as we try to get things organized. Paul Fromm is with us. I think I see you, Paul. Do I?
I'm here.
Okay, super. Looks like my sound is cleaned up too. Very good. All systems are go. We're ready for launch. And folks, we would like to have you on board this edition of the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday, April 23rd, 2017. You can become a part of the show by calling 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let me apologize in advance. I'm not always able to get every caller onto the show, and especially for folks who are frequent callers, there will be days when I, if I can only take a call or two, I will take new callers, and so I apologize to you, very loyal, frequent callers, if you for those days you're not able to get on. And I hope it's not too much of an inconvenience. The way the engineers, the very astute engineers at RBN do it is that when you call in, you are listening to the show on your headphones, so you're not waiting or twiddling your thumbs. And so I hope there's as little inconvenience as possible when you're waiting to get on the air. And I hope you're as little upset as possible when you're not able to get on the air. I remember in the bad old days of conventional radio, I know when I would call, and Paul, you probably remember this sort of thing too. I don't know if you were a frequent caller to radio shows. I was. And when you called into a radio show, rarely did you get on the air, and frequently you'd have to hang on forever. Did you ever have that experience, Paul?
Yes, I did. And some of the people I would call into were so rude. You might get to 15 seconds of your comment out and they hang up on you. Now, not always. There were a couple of very good open mic shows here in Vancouver, especially my friend and mentor, the late Pat Burns. But there were other programs I would call into from time to time that were just absolutely rude. The minute they heard you uttering something politically incorrect, slam. So, I think you're a great host, and we have great callers, and it's too bad we can't take everybody. And I think callers should keep in mind it's probably a good idea to stick to one topic, make a point, discuss it, and move on.
Well, yeah, and that's true. Paul and I, we go back a few years, so those of you that are newer to radio, boy, are you spoiled in how good it is now compared to the way it was. Yes, I do remember those days when I would dial, I might dial in trying to get into a show, even like just a Los Angeles area show, like KABC or KNXT or something. I don't remember what the different, forgotten the call signs for those. But I might call. I remember I'd call one of my brothers and say, I got on, after trying 10 times. 10 different shows to get in, finally getting on. And you're right, Paul. you get as soon as they realize that you're politically incorrect, whoop, up.
I got on.
Oh, hey, George.
Andre.
Oh.
We're on today, and I got on, and you weren't even rude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, this is George, folks. He's calling in on a phone today, and because of discombobulation there in Maryland.
Discombobulation.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So Baltimore used to have Ron Smith, the right winger, and he would say bad things about Maryland politicians, especially lefties and pinks. But he was invariably rude to everybody and just try to call into Rush Limbaugh, say anything he doesn't want to hear.
Yeah. Well, the our show is just a little bit smaller than Limbaugh's show. We're nipping at his heels here in the ratings, I'm sure. But anyway, 800-313-9443 will get you onto the air here. And we've got 3 hours today, so much more luxurious program and a chance to take your calls. If I may, gentlemen, I think the lead story right now is the French election. And those results, our show begins at 2 p.m. Eastern, and the French government very generously agreed to begin releasing the results at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We let them know our schedule. They tried to stay in sync with our schedule. I don't know how it happens. The schedule for this show is just, you know, things happen during this show. So the French official results are being released as we speak, I presume. They were scheduled to be released starting 7 minutes ago. So we will keep you posted on those. The exit polling in the last few hours has indicated, let's go to it. Matt Drudge has been covering it quite extensively. Let's see here. There are a whole bunch of stories. France faces its own EU referendum as far-right Europhobe Marine Le Pen and independent centrist Emmanuel Macron beat two main parties to go head-to-head in presidential elections after tight vote. So let's pick one of these stories.
And that's based on just limited results, right? Or is this a safe prediction?
Yes, exactly. So I'll have to keep refreshing this because we will be getting different results as the hours go on here. France go ahead, Paul.
Let me give you my read on that. If that is the truth, that it will be Le Pen versus Macron. One important thing has happened. That is, the mainline parties of the left and the center right, their support has collapsed. This Macron is a made up candidate, strongly backed by Barack Obama and probably George Soros' money. He worked, I believe, for the Rothschild Bank. He is the best the establishment can do. I think they figure Frenchmen are so fed up with the old line parties, which have betrayed them and which are hopelessly corrupt, etc. They had to put a fresh face forth, and Macron is their fresh face. Yeah, he I believe he's he's a pleasant enough person, a mile wide and an inch deep. Hopefully, in the second round, the voters will see through that and will elect Marine Le Pen.
Okay. Sounds a little bit like your prime minister, Paul.
Oh, yes. Pretty much like the trust fund kid. If we may digress for 1 second, the trust fund kid was at a conference on multiculturalism a few days ago, and he's just announced the latest dogma of multiculturalism. We must move beyond tolerance to embrace and to accept. Now, so we're now supposed to, I guess, embrace and accept and rejoice over, I don't know, Sharia law and cultures that are utterly incompatible with ours. Now, but that is the That's the new party line. We must move beyond mere tolerance. Tolerance is a grudging, well, okay, I guess you're here. Nothing I can do about it, but stay out of my face. I embrace you. I love you, my brother, even though you come from a religion that says you're the chosen, or this other guy, he comes from a religion that says there's no God but Allah, and I'm an infidel if I don't believe in it, that we have to embrace religions or even non-religions that we consider utter nonsense. This is madness, but the trust fund kid didn't come up with this on his own. I've seen it in other cultural Marxist literature, but that's the latest we're going to be facing. It's not just a matter of tolerance. It's a matter of embracing, and I don't mean in the sexual sense.
Well, I love that. It reminds me of these, you know, those awkward meetings where, you know, the speaker's up there, and then he says, the speaker says, turn to the person on your right. Oh no, here it comes, and give them a hug.
You're standing up beside a biker who's to 250 pounds. And 6'4", and he says, listen, kid, if you hug me, it'll be the last hug you ever give.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, let's look at some of the articles here. Let's see what we're getting here. France could face its own Frexit in the future. Great. After far-right leader Marine Le Pen and independent centrist Emmanuel Macron beat the two main parties to go head-to-head and the upcoming presidential elections. Early results show Macron winning 23.7% of the vote and Le Pen following closely behind with 21.7%. I'll just round those off, sort of. The results could set up a duel between a young candidate with no electoral experience, as you just described, Paul, and the woman who remade the image of a party. Oh, well, this is great. We're getting politically correct reporting here at the Daily Mail. Tainted by racism and anti-Semitism. The big two, folks.
Don't get worse.
That's called reporting. That's called reporting, folks.
That used to be called a rant, but...
that used to be a lawsuit, but now it's reporting. And they choose such good words here. Tainted. Oh, that's good. They have a special vocabulary for us. Tainted. Now, here are pictures accompanying this of the Marine Le Pen supporters at their various headquarters, and they're going wild with their red, white, and blue banners and their big screens with their motto, "Au nom du peuple," in the name of the people. And... they're going wild here. It's very, very obvious. They're extremely happy. And as polls across the country closed, projections put far-left contender Jean-Luc Mélenchon and conservative François Fillon just behind the front runners with 9.5%. The race is seen as a litmus test for the spread of populism and could help determine Europe's future. The two
seems like contagion.
Yeah, exactly. The two candidates who secure the most votes in Sunday's first round will contest a May 7th head-to-head runoff ballot. If Ms. Le Pen and Mr. Macron's leads hold, it would be the first time in modern French history, as you say, Paul, that no major party candidate has advanced to the final vote. That's revolutionary. Celebrating his victory, Macron said the French have expressed their desire for change. We're clearly turning a page in French political history. Okay. The supporters, this is more interesting, supporters for Le Pen chanted, "We will win," in her election day headquarters in Hénin-Beaumont after the results were announced. They burst into a rendition of the French national anthem and waved French flags and blue flags with Marine President inscribed on them. Macron supporters also went wild at the result. Silence and disappointed sighs rose up instead at the headquarters. Now, folks, visualize the Clinton headquarters on election night. Disappointed sighs rose up instead at the headquarters of conservative François Fillon in Paris, as projections appeared on TV screens suggesting he is in third place and wouldn't make it into the runoff. Earlier this evening, Le Pen had security authorities on high alert, with rioting expected across the country in protest due to her election success. More than 50,000 police and gendarmes were deployed to the 66,000 polling stations by Sunday's election, which comes after Thursday's deadly attack on the Champs-Élysées, in which a police officer and a gunman were slain. French intelligence have warned there would be public disturbances in the case of the presence of parties in the second round that are extremist. Oh, that was thank you, French intelligence. We're tainted, we're extremist, we're racist, and we're anti-Semitic. All those good things.
Hey, we must be on the right track. this is what passes for news. If we fulfill no other task, James and George, if we deconstruct the absolute torrent of bullshit that comes out from the lamestream media, we would be doing a great thing. I know James often reads great stuff from Pat Buchanan and, the blonde. I've lost her.
Ann Coulter.
And that's great, but I think it's also important that we be able to deconstruct the stuff that comes at us every day, because even the brightest of us, sometimes will miss things because of the lies. I just finished a couple of days ago reading an article about a smuggling ring that had been broken up. They're bringing illegals from your state, North Dakota, up into Saskatchewan. And you read the entire story about the arrest of a woman in Canada and what she'd been doing and so on and so on. And never once in the whole story was the word illegal used. Even the government spokesman, I think, referred to them as spontaneous migrants. As if they were, I guess, standing around in a mall somewhere down there in North Dakota, and instead of going to the Walmart, just thought, well, maybe we'll walk 30 miles up there to through the snows to Canada. Of course, I'm saying that almost as a joke. They didn't walk. This is all carefully coordinated on both sides of the border. It's a smuggling ring, but in the entire article, there was no mention of these people as illegals. They were. There are other euphemisms like irregular immigration claimants. Refugee.
Let me ask you
irregular.
This.
Irregular.
Yeah,
as an illegal.
Yeah, and down here we have the same problem here, Paul, just south of you, and south of that border there. In our newspaper articles, they do the same thing. And what you have to rely upon, and this is what I'm going to ask you about, is whether they show photographs of these culprits or whether they just don't even show the photos. You have no way to identify them.
Very often they don't, or very often you have to go to other media. Like the print media medium does not tell you, but maybe television footage would. One of the reasons I think the news media are so freaked out at Donald Trump's victory is because a very significant number of people no longer relied on the mainstream press. And of course, now they're constantly telling us that they carefully check the facts and vet the news and filter out, false news and things like that. But I think a lot of people are now realize that that's exactly what they do not do.
Yes. We've got a break coming up, folks. We'll come back with more of today's developments and your phone calls. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. With us are Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. And during the break, I got a real treat of a message from the engineer. Let's see here. A real treat from the engineer, which is that we may be joined momentarily by Bill Turney and the USS Liberty survivor from that heinous attack of June 8th, 1967. So I hope the engineer is trying to make the connection right now. But if we are able to get Phil Turney on, we will keep him on as long as he can spare time for us and take your questions and questions from Paul and myself and George. I have in my trembling hand my copy of What I Saw That Day, subtitled Israel's June 8th, 1967 Holocaust of U.S. Servicemen Aboard the USS Liberty and Its Aftermath. picture here of the absolutely riddled hull of the USS Liberty. After it's been rescued, there's a U.S. frigate, it looks like, just off the starboard, and a U.S. Navy helicopter hovering over the bow. I guess the ship may be dead in the water. I don't know at that point. But, my gosh, it just looks like a pin cushion with the holes in it. And I don't know whether we'll watch for the engineer to alert us to whether Phil Turney is able to join us. I hesitate, Paul, to go on to any other topic with such a momentous opportunity to talk to Phil Turney. I don't want to get another train of thought going. Okay. 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 All right. Okay, folks. Mr. Turney is on an older version of Skype, which is creating a technical difficulty. The engineer at RBN will overcome that difficulty and reach Phil Turney, hopefully by telephone, and we'll resume the coverage of the French election today. And then another thing I want to discuss, Paul, is something that happened yesterday on Earth Day, which is that I didn't get this at first, dumb bunny me. There was this thing being touted as Science Day, and there were supposed to be hundreds of rallies all over the country for Science Day. And I thought, what is this, Science Day? Then I looked into it, and I finally got it. What it is it's Climate Change Day, or Global Warming Day. And so this occurred yesterday, just a giant load of baloney being dished out all over the country. So that's also something we can cover, and about which we'd enjoy talking with you there in the audience. If you witnessed any of the global warming baloney in your community on Earth Day, March or April 22nd. Did I hear Phil? Is that Phil Turney? Hello. I can't tell whether we have Phil.
I'm in here, James.
Okay, the engineer is still working on it. Okay, let's go back to our article concerning the French election. And let's just see if Matt Drudge has got any update here, because of the Drudge's headline is Le Pen versus Macron nail biter vote this close. He describes it, and he has another headline: France historic test populism. Got a little bit of a break here. We'll do more effort to connect with Phil Turney. Come back after the break, please.
He just said he's keeping the lines open because there's somebody in the American Freedom Party that wants to come on, and they're having trouble getting him on because of a connection. So he's basically saying we're keeping the lines closed until Republic Broadcasting this guy comes on, which is another way of...
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So he knows I'm in the queue, but I have a feeling last time he knew I was in the queue, he never called on me.
Hey folks, let's wind the clocks back.
I just want to get in one last shot.
Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. With us, Paul Fromm in Canada, George in Maryland. And now we are joined, and we are most honored to be joined by Mr. Philip Turney, USS Liberty crew member. Thank you, Mr. Turney, for joining us.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. You're doing a great job, and I had a show on RBN for years and years, and I had to quit doing the show because I've dedicated to getting a movie and releasing my new book. So that's where I'm at, is keeping the troop alive, and very honored to speak to a bunch of patriots.
Well, and now this is very exciting, a new book. Give the audience some information about your new book.
Okay, if I may, please. The book is called Erasing the Liberty, which the United States government as well as Israel is trying to do, is erase this from history. And this is soon to be a full-length feature film, and it is titled My Battle to Keep Alive the Memory of Israel's Attack on the USS Liberty. Philip F. Turney, author of What I Saw That Day. This is my second book and the most powerful. And if I may read just the foreword, just a few words.
Phil, may I call you Phil?
Sure, absolutely.
Phil, it's such an honor to have you on the show. This is a 3-hour show today, and as much time as you have for us, it's all yours.
Well, thank you for granting me that honor. I do appreciate it, and it means a lot to me. And of course, RBN does too. I have a lot of friends there, a lot of them, and I'm glad you're on air. In fact, I think that you're in my time slot when I was on RBN. But anyway, the dedication of the book, this is dedicated to my fallen shipmates and all patriotic Americans who, when they read this book, come away shocked and dismayed as to how the U.S. government lied to the American people about cold-blooded murder of Americans on the high seas, a cover-up perpetrated not just by them, but the government of Israel as well. 50 years is far too long. From LBJ to Donald Trump, to all the congressmen and women who bowed down to Israel first and could care less about taking care of America, which they took an oath to do, all have become bootlickers to the Zionist state of Israel. I would like to thank you, all of my family, friends, and supporters for the truth, of the truth, for making this book possible and pursuing our dream of making it into a full-length feature film, Philip F. Turney. Now, I can tell you how to get the book and go to the website and all that stuff later, but is there anything you want to ask me to begin with?
Well, yes. The folks, I have my copy of What I Saw That Day, autographed, I might say. I have my copy in my hand right here, and I urge you, everyone hearing my voice and Phil Turney's, you want this book in your library. And without this book, you don't really have the full story. So, Phil, if you could tell people the best way to get What I Saw That Day.
Okay. The best way to get Erasing the Liberties is just go to, there's a website, and it is erasingtheliberty.com. That is one site that tells about the book. And the other site is usslibertymovie.com. That's usslibertymovie.com. It's where you can buy the book and donate to the film. Now, I have to be honest with you folks. The only people that are going to get this film done and help finance it is patriots like you have on your radio show today. So we're counting on you. Remember, usslibertymovie.com, or go to erasingtheliberty.com, and you'll see very interesting articles and things like that. But our drive, in fact, I just go back to Tennessee yesterday at a memorial service in Savannah, Tennessee, and I became aware that you were going to be on air today, and I wanted to make sure that at least I could put my 2 cents in worth, and thank you very much for not being a bootlicker, telling us the way it is, because our country is important. I love my country, but I despise the people that run it. And that is not un-American. That's just a fact. I'm a patriot. And I will not allow anybody to get by with a cold-blooded murder, not even the Zionist state of Israel. Now, I witnessed this with my own eyes as well as my fellow shipmates. We were ordered by our government never to say a word about it, or we'd end up in prison or worse. Now, we're going on 50 years, in the 8th. And if we don't get this story told now and on the big screen, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. It's never going to get out there. It needs to be on the big screen, a feature film. Dave Kahari is the researcher on this book and co-author, a fantastic human being, and we also have a follow-up book, Erasing the Liberty, coming out with more survivors' testimony. Now, you said you read Erasing the Liberty and What I Saw That Day. Is that correct?
I have What I Saw That Day. I don't have Erasing the Liberty.
Oh, you have not read Erasing the Liberty, correct?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, I would like to get you a complimentary copy for allowing me to be on the show.
And, well, thank you very much.
You can go to my website. It is Bill at erasingtheliberty.com and give me your address. I'll get you a book out right away. But I'm begging you folks out there, and I like to beg, but we need this to be done. And we have to get the funds to do it. We've been on this for about the last 8 or 9 months, ever since the book came out. And we're getting there, but we're not quite there. We need to help desperately to get this film done. Now, if you want an autographed copy of the book, this is the way it works. If you just want to send $25, I'll send you the book. $50, I'll sign it. For $100, I'll subscribe it. If you want to donate any more to the film, please do. I really do beg of you, please do, because this is a part of history that must be told to the American people before the Zionist state has taken us over completely with the help of our bootlicking congressmen, senators, dog catchers. Anybody that's in Washington will not go up against the Zionist state.
Yes, and the only reason I'm quiet here, Phil, is that I'm thank you very much for the offer to send me a complimentary copy, but I'm already halfway through my $50 donation to your website and hope to get a copy of your book that way. And folks, where I am right now, you'll hear me typing away, erasingtheliberty.com. And what you'll find there is you want to click on the donate button to get the book. Correct me if I'm wrong, Phil. If you click on the donate button, that's your way to get the book. And as Phil described, you can donate $25 or $50 or $100 or more. I'm donating $50, and I'm going to ask you about this movie, Phil, because this is so exciting. How many pages are in Erasing the Liberty, the book?
Okay, this copy here, now we're adding as we go on, by the way, because okay. Other survivors are coming on board, and this book here is 268 pages long. It's a very easy read. I've had so many people tell me once they pick it up, they can't put it down, they have to read it. It is so much more than my story, folks. It's just not me, because I'm not the only person who was there. That's why I wanted to write Erasing the Liberty, is to get as many survivors, other people that were involved in this heinous act of murder against a crew of dedicated sailors and Marines and civilians in international waters that were slaughtered by the Zionist state of Israel, and our government did not lift a finger to come help us when they knew we were under attack. And that's after we got a signal out. That was picked up by USS Saratoga, USS America, and their squadrons. Their fleet is shipped. So they knew we were under attack. Captain Tully off the America, off the Saratoga, sent aircraft immediately. They were recalled by McNamara. Told them to get those planes back right now. And then he sent another volley of aircraft to come to our aid. And those were recalled by the Snake, LBJ, and he told them, I don't give a GD if that ship sinks. We're not going to embarrass our ally Israel. Now, that runs deep into our politicians. What LBJ said that day is just as true then as it is now. Israel is one of the most powerful apartheid states in the world.
Well, let me.
All the people they have behind the wire fences and the walls, and they live like dogs. They have no food, no clean water. The settlers throw dirty diapers on the walls or anything else to make these poor people suffer more than they do. The jails are full of innocent Palestinians.
Phil, I'm going to say this over and over again because it's just, I'm telling you, it is such an honor to have you on this show. It's so wonderful for us as Americans that you men who are on this amazing ship, all of you were supposed to be dead, and you were all supposed to die on June 8th, 1967, which was my 19th birthday. That's why I have no trouble remembering June 8th, 1967. It was my birthday. And by the way, in the course of our discussion today, Phil, anything that I say that is slightly inaccurate or needs correction, don't be shy about correcting me. You were there. And it's, you know, for us, like Paul Fromm, who's with us. Paul, why don't you take a chance to say hi to Phil?
Hi, Phil. I know I met you at the No More Wars for Israel conference there back in 2008.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Paul? I remember you.
Very well, and that's a wonderful book you wrote, and I know I've bought a number of copies, and it's been on my book list. Always an honor to try to help set history straight about that horrible event back there in 1967.
Well, thank you for your support, and you're exactly right. If the people out there don't know, and you've read my first book and my second book, you know what they did to us. They came in with unmarked jet aircraft right after General Quarters. We secured from General Quarters in a chemical drill. That's about 1400, that'd be 2 o'clock civilian time. The attack started. It took all of our antennae. Mm-hmm. We had 450 caliber machine guns. Those were gone. But they were like BB guns against jets anyway, so it wouldn't have made any difference. But they murdered the men in those gun tubs. Blew them to pits. So there wasn't anything to look at. Blood and bone. That's what our allies did. They continued. Now, think about this. This attack lasted about as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor. A single ship took over 850 cannon and rocket holes. It took over 5,000 arm-piercing bullets. Napalm burning us up. There was 5 torpedoes shot at us within this two-hour period. 5 torpedoes. One of them hit the starboard side, flew 25 of my shipmates to bits. They were so unrecognizable. Some of them were buried in the mass grave at Arlington Cemetery. They think that they're in there. Who knows? But their names were there, but they couldn't identify any of them. So that's how horrific it was. And we didn't receive any help, like I said before, from our government until 18 hours the next day. 18 hours they left us out there to suffer, doing operations, trying to keep people alive. and I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was a 20-year-old kid then, well, a man. And I was one of the walking wounded guys, very lucky. So I could do my job as a damage control. When I was in damage control forward, I was the leading petty officer when the chief got hit. And then I became on-scene leader and was in control of half the ship of damage control. So the looks on these men's faces, they were all over the ship. All of them were laying down. Some of them were
Phil, pardon us, Phil, for a break, Phil. Please stay there, audience. I know you're not going anywhere. We'll be right back with Phil Turney.
Thank you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And joining us, one of the crew members of the USS Liberty. We just learned that as a petty officer, he was the leading petty officer. After his senior went down in charge of the damage control on half of the USS Liberty, which looked like a piece of Swiss cheese with the remains of your comrades all over it. You were continue, Phil.
Yes, I get, please excuse me, because I really get carried away on this subject for the simple reason that it's just so important, for the American public to get the truth. I mean, they lie about everything, and it's been 50 years. 50 years is too long to protect cold-blooded murderers, and I don't care what they say. All the people in Congress, they say, well, it was a mistaken identity. Well, it wasn't a mistaken identity. Our ship was overflown hours and hours and hours by Israeli recon aircraft coming so low to the ship. We could see the pilots, and the pilots waved at us. We waved back, and they had the Star of David on their airplane. So we thought, well, hey, you know, we're in good shape here if anything happens, because we could see the fighting on the coast, bombs dropping and things like that. Now, we were only 12.5 miles off the coast in international waters. We never strayed out of international waters into anybody's waters. But for these bootlickers in Congress to cover this up, all for the sake of a job, because if you don't follow the lead of the Zionist state, you will not get elected to any position. None. Zero. And everybody knows it. And I've written thousands and thousands of letters. I might as well just throw them in the trash before I wrote them. Over the past 35 years, I get the same thing back. It was a mistaken identity. And then I tell them, well, there's no statute of limitations on murder. I'm a witness to murder, and I want to report this. I've done it to the CIA. I've done it to the FBI. I've done it to my local police and sheriffs. That I'm a witness to cold-blooded murder, and it's my duty as a patriotic American to bring these criminals to justice.
And you know, Phil, a great opportunity finally presents itself. With the arrival of President Donald Trump, we need to make sure that everything that you've written, that these land on his desk. We know that he reads. He reads a lot. So we want to make sure that he reads your books. And this is our best chance to reopen the investigation, to get to have murder charges brought. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, we finally have a patriot in the Attorney General's office. So these next 8 years, assuming that Donald Trump goes on, these next 8 years, if I apologize for a break coming up, but you know what I was about to say, and we'll hear it right after this break. Stay tuned.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.